Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit in creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And today we have a very special guest. Her name is Eva Mueller. She was teaching me how to say it. Okay. Eva is a renowned spiritual teacher, energy healer, and divine channel who has undergone a very fast and profound spiritual awakening. Over the course of 3.5 years, she experienced various levels of consciousness. During this time, she began receiving energy transmissions that taught her how to work with energies, heal, and clear the human system, helping others reach their true nature. This is going to be a very profound conversation. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Hillary.
You're welcome. This is very, very cool. I met Eva. Eva's okay, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's from Austria. So her pronunciation was very cool. But so we just got introduced and she introduced me to her work and I've been experimenting with it in the last week or two. And so we're going to talk about that later. But for now, welcome, welcome, welcome. And tell us how you, well, what were you doing before all of this? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
How did this come about?
Yeah, so directly before I started meditating, I was working in real estate. I was self-employed working in real estate. And before that, I was employed, also real estate. And before that, I went to university and studied law. So totally different career. And I don't know, like
that was do law. Did you ever do law?
I mean, when I was working in real estate, it was partially law. So yes, I did. But it was never really anything that I did with passion. I just studied law because I thought, okay, I have to study. This was just something I thought I had to do because everybody went to university at that time when I did. And I chose this subject because I thought then I have more options, you know, after when I'm done, I can basically work in all areas. But I never really enjoyed it. I didn't really enjoy studying. I also wasn't really good at it because, you know, it's very mental and mind orientated. And I'm actually not a very mind orientated person at all. So it was very hard. It was a hard time.
Did you actually go to law school or just?
No, law school, I finished it. So I'm.
Oh my God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you powered through.
I did. I powered through and through my personal resistance. I had so much resistance to it, but at the same time, I did it. And that's actually quite profound, but it was
really
a hard
is.
Time. It was a hard time.
You were just going to get it done no matter what.
I wanted to get it done. And I experienced probably the lowest lows in my life while doing that. So there was just a lot of emptiness, a lot of not knowing what to do, you know, in my life. So I went partying out a lot. I felt lost, you know, like all these things. And I didn't really know what to do with my life. And I also didn't see myself in a certain job later on so that I had motivation to, you know, push through and then do this job. So yeah, it was basically, I pushed through it because I couldn't see a plan B. That was also the problem.
You couldn't see what?
Plan B.
Okay.
Plan B. Yes. So this was my only plan. I pushed through. Yeah, but it was just, there was a lot of suffering involved. So I had a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of just all sorts of low vibration energies were surfacing, depression, you know, like all these energies, because, you know, when you do something and put so much energy into something that's not representing who you are and that you don't you're not passionate about, it's, this is what it's creating. Like, this is the feedback you're getting, right? And yeah. I got it. So
now where, let's just go back. Where do you have brothers and sisters? You grew up in Austria.
Yes, I have a brother. I mean, a very normal family, with loving parents. So I had a good background. So my life in general unfolded in a good way. I had everything I needed, but there was always this looking for something more and a feeling of everything I'm having is not good enough. There needs to be something else. There needs to be more. So this constant searching for something. And this is why
always, not just in law school. That was,
yeah, it was also in school already. So it was also in school. But I just didn't know what it was. And so I thought, okay, I have to have a career. So I have to study. I have to have a career. I have to earn good money, you know, then I probably have to have a family, you know, like this typical path humans go through. And I thought, this is what's going to make me happy. And this is where I find this fulfillment.
You mean the law?
I thought just in this path, you know, just moving through this normal life. And at the same time, I knew I don't want to have a like this typical life path. So I knew this at the same time, you know, like I felt it. But I just didn't know what else to do. Like I said, there was no plan B. I didn't know in which direction to look or what else to do. So I just followed what was in front of me. Yeah.
So it's funny, you wanted a normal life, but then you didn't want a normal life. So that's enough to tear you apart, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because I just had no idea, like honestly, I just had no idea what would fulfill me. So I looked in different areas. It was law school, then it was sports. So I went to the gym, for example, body toning. I did CrossFit, you know, I trained 6 days a week. I felt sore all the time, you know, like my body was burning, my muscle was burning because I put so much energy into the training, right? Then also it was veganism, for example. I became vegan a while ago, and I mean, it felt good at that time, but I just put all my energy into it. So I was researching, I was cooking, you know, like, so every time something new opened up, I thought, okay, this is it, you know? And I put all my energy into it. And then I realized after a while, okay, but now again, this feeling is there again.
Yeah.
So I need something else where I can fill the gap with. And then something else came up. And basically,
Did you get married?
I'm not married. I have a partner, but I'm not married. No.
But you had a baby.
Yes, but only recently. So like, she's 15 months now.
Wow.
Yeah. So that came all later. So after, like, I started meditating and been doing this work.
Oh yeah, go back. I'm jumping ahead. He's like, no. When did we have that? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And then, so I finished law school. I started working as an employee in a real estate company. And then also I became self-employed afterwards because I thought, okay, I don't want to be an employee. I want to be self-employed. So, you know, again, looking for something else, although this is very true. I'm more of a self-employed person. I prefer that. Yeah. And then I realized no matter what I do, I can't find it. And I took some time off. So I decided to take some time off. I lived from my saving for a while. And I just did whatever came up like in my life to do. So nothing out of the ordinary, just everyday life stuff. And I also did I looked into personal development more. So I started listening to podcasts, did online courses, guided meditations. So this is why meditating was with guided meditations. And in one of these meditations, it was just a normal online program and they were just guided meditations without any energy work or anything like that. And I had actually a profound experience. Back then, I didn't know that it was a spiritual experience. It was just a very beautiful experience for myself. So I went into a very deep state. So I fell into such a deep meditation that the person, like Eva, was gone. My life story was gone. My problems were gone. My searching of everything was gone. I was just in this beautiful, deep state where everything was gone. It was just silence, clarity, peace, It was so beautiful, you know, when there's just so much going on the human level and you don't know how to navigate or do with these energies. Like I, you know, just felt lost. And then suddenly you go into a space where this, everything is removed and you just are. Mm. This was my experience and I just enjoyed it so much. And then I thought, okay, interesting. It seems like that's a thing. So if I can experience this here in meditation, there must be more of that. And this curiosity came, and then I found a meditation group online. So a friend recommended this group. And basically this is when I started meditating regularly with this group. And from then on with energy transmission. So there was always energy transmissions involved. So the person who led the group was transmitting energies. Then I also meditated with Mother Mira. So she's an Indian woman. She lives in Germany. She does a meditation every day on YouTube, for example. She's an avatar. So avatar is like the incarnation of the Divine Mother. So very, very strong energy. And I'm also meditated.
Mother Mira.
Oh, Mother Mira.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Can you say what? I mean, I know I've done these energy transmissions, but can you say what they, I mean, meditation, you know, you're calming your mind, right? And then energy transmission is something's coming in, right? Mm. Or you say better than me.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I work with energy transmissions now as well.
Yeah.
And energy transmissions are just energies. They come in and the person who transmits them. So I do that now. For example, I transmit them to others, people who want to receive them. And energy transmissions. So energy is light and light is just pure information. So in my case, what I'm working with now are high vibrational divine energies. So very high vibrational. They contain high vibrational information and they're transforming the system. So with meditating without the transmissions, you would just, like you said, you quiet the mind, the body becomes calmer, right? So there is like, it's good because you have like less stress and it's good for health. And maybe you can just drop into a place of silence, I guess, if that's impossible, but it would take very, very long.
Yeah.
But with energy transmissions, they basically help to meditate. So you just need to sit there and you don't even need to be, let's say, advanced meditator. You can drop into a silent space right away. Like they can remove the thoughts, then all the emotions that are floating around the system, because they're just... The emotions is where the attention goes, right? So when there is an emotion present, this is where our attention goes and where our main experience is. And so they can clear that. And then suddenly you're just in this space. You're just in this pure being space. There's nothing else going on. And then they come in and then there are different ones, all sorts of different ones. So every person is basically working with a different one. And they have different aims. Right. So some are, for example, more for healing the physical. I do, for example, spiritual healing. So, healing on an energetical level and, opening up the access to the true nature, which we are behind the humans. I just see it behind the human anyways. Then there are transmissions that just help for enlightenment. So they don't really have so much healing quality, but they only reveal or also reveal the true nature. That would become that. So and there are a lot of different ones out there. I mean, right. A lot of different ones, but yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So going back, so you joined this meditation group. They were doing energy transmissions. Excuse me. You kind of got to know Mother Mira a little bit. And then what happened?
Yes. Yeah, So I was in this group. I didn't know what spiritual awakening is or enlightenment or anything like that. I mean, I've heard of these concepts, but yeah, it was far away. Wasn't my interest. But in this group, I learned, okay, apparently we humans can go through a transformational process. That means we can realize who we are behind the human. There must be something else, right? So we can actually access that. And my path for me was, because this was the path of the group, was through the levels of consciousness. So there are just different levels of consciousness we can move through. And I went through, I moved through these levels over a course of about 3.5 years. It was a very, very transformational process. But it's the, so we realize like the relationship of who we are compared to the world and to others and so forth starts changing through this work. And then I also realized with this openness.
So what would be the different levels of consciousness?
So the ones I went through, they are called self-realization, unity consciousness, and Brahman consciousness, and power Brahman consciousness. So it's just they are named that way. So I guess there are also different spiritual paths. They just have a different name for it, but this was the path I was following. And the path is just needed until it's not needed anymore, right? So path is like a map to get somewhere. And when you're there, when you realize your true nature, like the path falls away, you don't need the path anymore. It's just a concept to get there. So it was basically my concept I followed back then to get where I was. And now it just fell away. So I'm not following this levels of consciousness anymore. But it was, it was very helpful at that time. So I'm very grateful that it was in place. Yeah.
And what was your level to get to?
I just thought I want to have a more enjoyable human life experience, and I want to get rid of the suffering because I experienced so much suffering. And at that time, in the group, everybody was working towards unity consciousness, so becoming one with everything. So we realize we're not a small individual being, but everything in creation, so everything that exists is one. We're all one consciousness. And I thought, okay, this is where I need to go, because when I'm one with everything, all my suffering will be gone and my life will be awesome, right? This is what I thought.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that, though.
No.
It wasn't like that, unfortunately, because yes, I became one with everything, but then, so it was just my personal experience. Most people who I work with don't have such crazy experiences. I had a crazy one. Because I didn't really do a lot of healing and clearing work beforehand, because I didn't know that it was necessary. There is a mechanism in our system where we push down everything that we don't want to feel. And also from the past, you know, there is a possibility there, but this possibility just fell away. So suddenly everything just came up. I was ignoring, and I also didn't know it was there. Oh. So I was just overwhelmed with fear, and I had no idea what this was coming from, like with depression, with scarcity. Like I went through a very hard time. And it took me about 2 months to kind of recover from that. So it was very intense. To share a few things.
Yeah. So it was letting out all the stuff you had inside that you hadn't allowed.
Not all of it, but a lot of it. A lot of it. Then I wasn't expecting it. And at the same time the ego went into the background, right? So the ego is usually in the forefront for most humans. Mm-hmm. It's in the driver's seat. But with this change in experience, the energy, so usually we give the ego energy and this is why it's in the forefront. But when we withdraw this energy, the ego moves automatically there where it's supposed to be, into the background.
Oh.
So what we are is in the forefront and the ego is in the background, just the survival mode. And with that, it just happened in an instant, basically. I had such experienced I was dying, right? Because this is what the ego experiences, you know, when something gets in the way of the ego right away thinks it's dying. So I had the experience of dying, even though I was in my everyday normal life, I was working, but at the same time, I felt like I was dying. It was a crazy experience. And also in the center of my chest, I saw it as a ball of energy, an information of energy. So who Eva is, her whole life story, all identification with Eva was in there, and it was just removed out of my chest. So yes, it was gone in an instant, but what was left was just a hole. So I didn't have an experience of myself. I didn't know who I was. I was totally confused, you know, because everything just happened in like an instant. Usually when I work with people, this happens just gradually, you know, very slowly, gradually. So it's a slowly dissolving of everything at the same time. And this is why the experience is very enjoyable, because when stuff that's limiting you falls away very slowly, you just see like more light, more light, more light, more opening. And that's enjoyable versus being very tight. And then suddenly there is this crazy opening happening and you have no idea how to deal with it. But yeah, so I had help.
Had you gone back to work after you took the break? Did you go back to work after that? You said you took time off.
Yes. So I went back to work. But at that time, so I was working for my partner. So just nothing special, just, you know, working for him for a little bit. Because this was available because I was moving also to his place. And so I would find something that would be more fitting. I worked for him.
What
then there was,
do? I know I keep asking questions, but
yeah. He's in fashion industry. So he has a fashion. So I was working in the store. Yeah. Yeah. And it was something totally different from, what I've ever expected, but it was really good at the same time because I was there by myself and there were times when there were no customers in the store. So I had my laptop with me. I could do meditations. I mean, not really meditating, but at least the energy transmission was running in the background. I could watch videos. I could read spiritual books and stuff like that. Then every day I had to travel to work for like 45 minutes so I could listen to audio books. And everything always contained an energy transmission, everything I worked to. So this, everything I listened to, this was really my path. It was just through energy transmissions. And I found it was just so helpful. And so this job, and this is what I say often to people when they're in a job, they're maybe not so happy. But then I say, okay, what's the advantage for being on this path, right? Mm-hmm. And then when people look, they actually see, oh, there is a massive advantage. You know, maybe it's not their, like the job where they think it's like the most special job they can have, but then when they look, they actually can see it has a lot of advantage for the path. They have more time, or they're more flexible, or they earn quite a bit, and you know, whatever it is. Yeah. And so at that time it was very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry, I interrupted you. So you're working there, you're doing all this stuff and everything. So was it on purpose that it involved energy transmission, or it just happened to? That was just what was calling to you?
It basically just happened. Yeah, it basically just happened. But the group I joined, so they were really into energy transmissions. And then they were recommending certain books or audiobooks, right? And then I kind of listened to those. I don't know. It was, for me, the intellectual stuff. You know, there are satsangs, for example. People really feel drawn to satsangs. So when somebody speaks for quite a long time and shares about spiritual awakening. And I mean, there is mostly also like a presence is being transmitted. So you can sit in the presence of the teacher and also receive some sort of, it's not like really a transmission, but the presence. But this wasn't so much something I preferred. I wanted to have my own experience, my own personal experience. And this is what energy transmissions are giving us. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody talks, we can listen to their experience and their understanding of things. And that's also important. I absolutely think it's important. But it's really about our own experience. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the true nature? What is inner peace? Like, we know the concept, but we have to experience it to know that, right? What is it to like not have thoughts, for example, or to be in a deep meditation, be in samadhi, you know, like all these things. Like we have to have an experience so that we know what it is about and how it feels. And then it also is less mystic because it's all very normal. Like when we experience all these spiritual experiences, it just feels very normal. It's not anything special or out there, but it has to be experienced. And this [S2] Right. [S1] Is just what I think is so important. Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing all this stuff. You're working at the store. You're reading. You're having these transmissions. Yeah. Then what happened?
Yeah. And I also went to a lot of retreats, for example. I had one-on-one sessions. I also worked with a healer for a while to heal and clear the system more because I realized, okay, I have these openings. I was one with everything. I was at peace, you know, all these amazing experiences, there was nothing that could trigger me anymore. You know, it was just, you know, beautiful. But then it, I fell back into the human experience, into the limited human, right? And so it was a back and forth for a while. So I worked with a healer to heal and clear the system. Then I had less of these experiences. And at the times when the opening was there, they were longer and longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then at one retreat, so basically the next level of consciousness appeared, the Brahman consciousness. And that's actually a beautiful experience. I was at the spiritual retreat and we were listening to devotional music. And I was meditating and suddenly, like this very forceful, but in a good way, and very strong and expanded energy entered my system. And it was feminine. And it was the energy of the Divine Mother. So basically the Divine Mother entered my system and I was her. And she was looking out through my eyes. And I mean, you know, all words fail to describe this experience because it was just so beautiful, but strong and overwhelming in a good way at the same time, you know, because I've never experienced anything like that before. And then I thought, okay, wow, if I can experience this, because it was such a strength and so feminine, like I've never experienced this strength before, this energy had. And then I thought, okay, I asked, what can I do to experience this all the time? Because it must be a thing again, right? And then I got the information, I have to get rid of human love. So what I did is...
human love?
Because you know, that the path of awakening to your true nature is letting go of everything that's not of the highest truth. This is how I describe it. Human love is conditional love.
Oh.
For example... I love you because you're nice to me. You're a nice person. You are my mother. You are my father. You're my friend. Whatever, you know, like it's always a conditioning there. And unconditional love is just love for the sake of love.
Mm.
So it's clear. It's clean. There's nothing attached to it. And so over a course of 2 weeks, I was shown where I had human love in my system. So conditional love. It was also towards friends and family. I was just shown, right? So I saw it. Okay, great. I gave it away. I mean, this was a lot throughout my path.
How did you see it? Like, just...
It's just the information I'm getting. It's the information I'm getting. Oh, this is it. And then I know it's internal information.
Yeah, you just knew.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the more I was meditating and healing and clearing the system, you know, the more you hear your intuition, you hear the information that comes out of your system, you know, like you hear yourself more. Before, there's just a lot going on. And so when an information arises, I know it's mine or, yeah.
Wow. And how did you know it was the Divine Mother? You just knew.
I just know. So this is just the things, right? So when you just know these things, this knowing. Wow. Yeah. So this is also
what... The ego was back here. So you just knew you were in the other part knowing.
Yeah, because everything that is Eva or had to do with me was absolutely gone.
Wow.
So this was all gone. So it was just this experience there, this presence, this very feminine, strong, divine energy that basically contained everything that existed, you know, like it was that intense. It was a very profound experience, but all the words, right, they can't really describe it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I know. Yeah. That's why I'm like, how do you know? Okay, good. Yeah. All right, keep going. So you got rid of your human love and then.
Yeah. I got rid. So it was about 2 weeks. And also during these 2 weeks, I experienced a lot of divine love. So what divine love is, you basically, this love comes in for no reason. And you're just so full of love that I was even like crying and, you know, just. Because there was so much love present. It was very fascinating. Very beautiful experience. But then all love was gone. And then the Brahman came in. And I knew what the Brahman was. So it's becoming the Brahman. So we have creation, right? That's everything we are experiencing. And there is something outside of creation that is looking into creation. And that's the absolute of the Brahman. And there is no experience there. So it's empty. Or full at the same time, but there's no experience. So when you become the Brahman, you become nothing. And that's the most profound shift in experience or change in experience I had on the path. Because suddenly there is nothing there anymore. And you look into creation, you're outside of creation, you look into creation, everything is just manifesting in front of your face. So you just know it exists because you look at it. And when you look away, it collapses, it's gone. So even though, even family, loved ones, your house, like everything, it's just there when you are in the room, or the partner is just there when you look at him. And when he's gone, he collapses. You have no experience or sense of him. Like everything is gone. It's a pretty crazy experience. And it's the, before, the best way I can describe it, before there's a relationship between a subject and an object. So there was always like this form looking at something. And there was an energy feedback. So in creation, there's always an energy feedback between things. And this suddenly left. So because there is no energy feedback anymore, it's like nothing exists, even though you see it with your eyes. But again, this must be experienced. It's very hard to describe. And then also, it was like I felt I was in a very, very deep meditation all the time. So it's like you are in an absolutely deep meditation, but with your eyes open. It's very crazy. So it's very hard to interact with people, because always when you talk to somebody, it's like you have to get out of the meditation. Yeah. When you're in a very deep meditation, suddenly talk to somebody. Then when you stop talking, you pull back into the meditation immediately, like in a split second, you're back, and then back and forth. There's just a few experiences I'm describing while being in this place. Then there is no love. There is no joy. There is also no suffering. There is no emotions. Like there is absolutely zero experience. You can't have an experience in that place. Like it doesn't, there is nothing possible.
Wow.
And it's pretty crazy. And the thing is, if you don't know that you go there, you probably think you're absolutely insane.
Right.
I knew that this is going to be how it's going to be, because I knew people who were there before.
Okay.
And so I knew what to expect.
Parents and teachers, imagine a classroom where every child belongs, where kids are seen, known, and part of a real community. That's the world Kikori creates. Kikori isn't just another program. It's hands-on, playful, and filled with activities kids love, all while building skills that matter for life: confidence, kindness, resilience, and teamwork. Kids learn how to regulate themselves, connect with others, and discover the joy of learning that lasts a lifetime. And it works. Schools using Kikori have seen behavioral referrals drop by 25%, and teachers save hours of planning time. Whether you're a teacher building a safe, positive classroom, or a parent wanting your child to grow socially and emotionally, Kikori makes it easy to bring these life skills into everyday learning. So if you're ready to help kids grow stronger, kinder, and more confident while creating a community where every child belongs, visit KikoriApp.com. That's KIKORI, where kids thrive together.
Hey, it's Hillary from the Getting Real with Hillary Show. Life can be messy, raw, and real. And sometimes we're afraid to feel vulnerable. We're afraid to be that real self. Well, that's exactly what the Getting Real with Hillary Show and Getting Real Movement is all about: being our true selves. Every week, I bring you stories of transformation, authenticity, and hope. People getting real with their struggles, their faith, and their breakthroughs. So don't miss a thing. Subscribe to my weekly newsletter today. You'll get stories, links to everything new, and how to create a life you love every week, directly to your inbox. You can also find my books on Amazon: my courageous and riveting memoir, The Second Piece of French Toast, in case you feel stuck in your life and want to get inspired; how I came out about my no sex life and my marriage; and my second book, Real Talk. That one will get you speaking up in ways you've been too afraid to do so, and really creating amazing freedom. And my third book, How to Stop Fixing Yourself and Start Having Fun, the name is called Your Bullshit is Your Blessing. find links to everything and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Getting Real with Hillary, and you'll find the links in the header. So visit, and you can also visit gettingrealwithhillary.com, because the real you is worth it and wants to come out. Right. And thank you, as always, to our sponsors, GregoriOp.com, and all the other people that you see their logos going through, even me, my books. But I want to bring Eva back so we can hear the rest of her story, so she has time to do her thing and we can all experience it. Okay. All right. So you're going through the Brahmin, you know, there was nothing. And how did you know this was your calling, or had you already got a sense of it?
Yeah, I mean, I felt I had kind of a sense that I will also be. So when I was in Brahman, I was able to transmit the state already, the state of the Brahman or the experience mm-hmm. of the Brahman. I was sitting with people one-on-one already. But after about 3 months, so basically what happens is you come back into creation. So everything becomes alive again. So even though you are the Brahman, you are in creation. And then the human experience comes back. So the love comes back, the joy and all these things, but in a different way. It doesn't feel the same way anymore than before. Totally different experience. But there is more aliveness and so forth. And you just go back into human life. Anyways, long story short, when I was transmitting first, just in silence, the state of the Brahman, after a while, so a few people, so it was all, what's the word in English? So I just have the German one in my head. So learning by doing process.
Experience.
So every time I had a session, something new came in what I learned. So, for example, in one session, my hand started to move. So I'm working with my with my hands now. You'll see. This was in one session. Then I knew, okay, I had to work with my hands. Then information started to come in. Oh, they had influences from a past life, or they had ancestral influences, or this and that stuck energies there, or information started to come in at what age a trauma happened and so forth, you know. So there was like information coming in, and doing session after session, basically a framework started to build itself, which I'm using, or I was using, and so it was very easy. Okay, when I saw the energy, oh, it comes from the top left, it's a past life influence. When it comes from the top right, it's this and that. So it was just this framework built itself so that I could work with these energies. And then I just did one-on-one sessions. And it was quite fast that I just did this full time.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
And that feeling of suffering went away, correct?
Yeah, I mean, in Brahman, there is absolutely, yeah. So this is this searching for something more. This absolutely fell away. So there's nothing to look for. Everything is here in the present moment. But there is definitely still, so it's a work in progress, you know. I think this never ends. So we can always expand more. We can always open up more. We can always learn more, right? So that's always possible. And I'm seeing this for myself. And there's always more to let go of. Because we have been conditioning ourselves all our lives to this limiting person that we are, just the small self as well, but also the limitations, the energetical limitations, and they have to also go. And this takes some time. So we can do a lot with energy healing and clearing, and also at the same time, things, the life are just bringing these up. We have to be in certain circumstances so that they can come up, and then they are cleared, and this just takes a long time. So, yeah. So this is definitely happening. Mm.
Wow.
But there is no suffering involved or anything, you know. It's because before there is always identification with an emotion, and also seeing life through this emotion. For example, when we have fear, I have fear. So I am fearful, and then I have a fearful glasses on, the ends of perception, I look into life and everything suddenly, I create fear, basically myself. We all create our reality, but I get the feedback. So everything is fearful. And this is not happening anymore, because when you know who you are, this doesn't happen anymore.
Wow. Mm. Woo. All right. So let's do the thing. And I can set a timer so that we know, so we don't go over. Should I do 10 minutes?
Yeah, I have my timer here. I look. So 10 minutes is absolutely perfect. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So yes. So what you can do, and also what the listeners can do, is just sit back, relax, and meditate along. Close your eyes. Okay. And that's really it. If you're driving or doing something else, you can have your eyes open, no worries at all. But if you can, meditate along and just enjoy. Okay. And for me, it takes about 30 seconds just to bring in the energies, and then I start sharing. I share what I do. All right. Okay, start with opening up the energy field. Bring in light. Then I expand the energy field. Expanding the energy field helps to hold more light in the system, and also more awareness comes with that as well. So I'm expanding. And the energy field can always be more expanded. So it is a never-ending process. We can always carry more light. And light is higher information, and this information is transforming our system. Then I fill up the expanded space with light. Then I clear surface energies. So surface energies are all sorts of energies that are floating around the top of your system. All sorts of emotions and other energies you've been exposed to over the past 1 or 2 days. And usually, when there are energies floating around, this is where the attention goes, and this is where the experience is. So we are always experiencing that what moves. And so I'm clearing those surface energies. And by clearing them, more light can enter the system. Also, the body can relax more. The body really enjoys when there is less going on, less movement. And I also clear energies out of the mind. So energies on the level of the mind is just stuck energy. So usually the energy flows through the system from the root to the crown chakra, and then falls down left and right, and then flows up again and so forth. But because we're so used to think and use the thought so much, you know, we learned this from a very young age on, we keep the energy stuck on the level of the mind because we think so much. So I'm not talking about using the intellect as a tool for specific things, but really, like, you know, have creating these mind stories, and then more stories are being created and we tap into them and so forth. Okay. So I'm clearing more thoughts. Yeah, and there's a lot of energy present. It's filling up the body, the energy body, and the area around us beautifully. Just this beautiful high vibrational divine light. And it's very comforting. It feels so comforting for a human. We are held in this space, and we can just relax into it more and more. I just clear a few energies that I'm seeing, low vibrational energies in the system. So just worries and fear, and a little bit of pain out of the heart chakra. Pain from past experiences, that it's kind of closing the heart chakra a little bit. And maybe you can feel, while I'm clearing them, then right away more light can enter. Then there is energy of relaxation coming in. It just helps the body to relax more. Helps the energy field to open up more. So the more we relax, and this also goes for our everyday life experience, the more we relax, the more life energy can flow, the more light can come in, and the more we are connected. So when we are contracted, not so much energy is flowing, and then we often feel stuck. But when we're open and expanded, we can go with the flow of life. And then things can unfold exactly in the way how it is perfect for us in the present moment. So it's always about the present moment, because there is no past and future. There is just a mechanism in our system that creates the experience of past and future. So I'm removing this mechanism right now. I bring you fully into the present moment. And what you can do now, if you want, you can try to go into your past and into the future. It doesn't work anymore. You're just here. So energetically, it's not supported to go there. So this is why you can't go. You're just here. But the present moment is the only moment that exists. There's nothing else. And when we stay in the present moment and use our energy in the present moment, we're so much more efficient. We can create whatever we enjoy, whatever we prefer in the present moment. Because we often, you know, we go into the past and the future and leave our energies there. Like we go back in the past and leave it there. We go into the future and put it there, but it doesn't exist. So it's a waste of our energy. We often don't realize. So we're here in this present moment and the high vibrational lights are present. And let's sit with them for 2-3 minutes in silence. Just enjoy them before we end this meditation. Okay, we are finished. So how do you feel? Do you feel more peaceful and calmer than before?
Yeah, definitely. I was like, I just wasn't anywhere. Like you said, there was no past. I couldn't think of like, what do I need to do next? I don't know. I don't care, you know?
Exactly. And this is what we need to go into our everyday life experience, you know, because we, like I said in the meditation, we use up so much energy scattered, you know, past, future, it's everywhere, but it's not here focused where we actually need it. When there is less going on, when the system becomes more quiet and we just have this focus and we use it, we are extremely powerful in what we do.
Wow.
And this is where this work leads to. So realizing the true nature, a side effect of that is really being in the present moment, like past and future is actually gone. There is no possibility to go in there anymore. Yeah.
So when you say the true nature, is that it? Just being present?
Presence, being present is part of it. But the true nature is behind the human experience. So we have different layers of experiences. And the true nature is the absolute. This is what I'm referring to. So basically the nothingness.
But wow.
Experiencing in the human form is very beautiful. It's a very amazing transformation that we can move through as humans. And it's, to me, it's just so profound that we can have this, we can go through this in our lifetime, right? I mean, I had no idea before that's even possible. And experiencing ourselves in such different ways over a course of years. I mean, this is a year-long process. It's just profound and beautiful. So, yeah.
I mean, where my brain is, it's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't just be nothing. You know what I mean? Like that ego, I guess that's the ego coming back and thinking I need to be doing stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. But you do, because, you know, you're in the human form. You still have the human. But you're not identified with the human and the human life experience. You're the true nature, but you still have the human life experience here. So you do everything. You plan your life. Even though you're in the present moment, you plan the future. But at the same time, you can't energetically go there anymore. That's the difference. So you plan today for tomorrow, but you're always here. Energetically, you're always here. And if things don't work out as you planned them, then there is just a surrender to life. This is part of the true nature as well. It's just surrender to whatever comes up, whatever is there. So it's not that, okay, I'm in charge. And if things don't go my way, I'm, you know, annoyed with life. I blame life. It's very different. It's more like, okay, I'm here to experience life. This is the main reason why I'm here. Everybody has a different life experience with different learnings and so forth. We move through, but living life is the main reason why we're here. And there's just a surrender to that. Okay, I plan certain things, but if they are happening in a different way, then I know it's for my highest good. Mm-hmm. You know, they are more this the other plan. So this was what's coming up is more aligned with who I am versus what I thought there would be. But there is a lot of different, so I call it the aspects of the true nature, a lot of changes that are happening to the system and to life experience when we move through this whole process.
Wow.
So these are just small parts of them or also part of them. Yeah.
So what happened to me, I was starting to tell you before we started, before when I would get upset, you know, I was always told as a little girl, don't be upset. You're too sensitive, blah, blah, blah. So I always thought when I was upset that there was something wrong with me. And I would kind of separate myself until I tried to get myself back to happy. Do you know what I mean? It was like a shame. And over the weekend, I saw someone said, you know, sometimes they're empowered, sometimes they're not, but they don't have to go through this whole rigmarole and trying to get themselves back. They just come back. And I was like, wow. Like, I just let go of the whole thing that there was anything wrong with me for being upset. Now I could just, if I'm upset, I'm upset. No big deal. I could just say, hey, I'm upset. You know, like, I don't have to hide it. I could just be with it. And it was like, oh my God, that was my whole life trying to hide it. You know, like, I didn't think I could have a relationship because what if they saw that part, or I couldn't do anything big in the world because what if I get upset? You know what I mean? I'd have to like hide until I could. And it just disappeared. And it was like, wow.
Beautiful.
Free. Yeah. You know, it really was. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, imagine you have, like, we all have so many of these misunderstandings and programs in the system, and they just start falling away one after the next one. And you can just become more of who Hillary really is in this life experience, you know, because all the things you accumulated in the life that you thought they were true, revealing themselves, they're actually not, they fall away. This is liberation, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, very amazing. I love that you had this experience. Yeah.
It's so cute. So anyway, I want to let people know how to find you in our last couple minutes. How do they find you? How do they experience this? I hope they had the same experience I did with my eyes closed. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. So I have a free meditation, which is on every Thursday at 9 o'clock Central European time, which is 12 p.m. Pacific time. Everybody's very welcome to join. You find the information on my website, em-healing.com. So this is where people can experience this. Then I have a YouTube channel, also em-healing.com. And I have another website, nextelevations.com. And this is where people can connect to these high vibrational divine energies 24/7. So it's a service through a website. It's just a way of connecting to these energies. And you don't have to, like, you know, look, watch a YouTube video or connect through Zoom or anything like that. It's very convenient. Yeah. And there's also a lot of content on that website. So there's a 14-day free trial if people want to check this out. But it's just a way that the energies come in, they start transforming your system towards your personal highest truth, reveal the true potential that's there, and also raise your vibration. And by raising the vibration, life experience changes and the true nature comes forward more and more. So there's just a lot is possible by being connected to those energies. Yeah.
So just by signing up, they get connected, right?
Yes.
It starts working through them. That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's just basically the information of doing that just came so that, you know, people don't have to meditate if they don't have time all the time. I mean, a lot of people love to meditate, but just to be able to be connected to these energies all the time, you know. It can be done through the website now. So yeah,
that's amazing. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your story. It's so profound, and I hope we spread this and everyone participates so we can elevate the conversation and consciousness of the planet.
Yeah,
right. That's what it's all about.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me, Hillary. It was so nice being here with you, and also thank you everybody so much for listening.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started getting real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony, and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family so that we can have a world that's more real.